Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday school time. I think we're going to have an interesting discussion this morning. A while back, when Darlene was in Wyoming, Ryan and Alicia and Jaden and I had a chance to experience a house where, when Darlene was gone, we realized all the things that gets done when she's there, and for a week, it didn't get done. We tried to keep up, but realized how much Darlene actually did in a week, and experienced 1 week of it, and that was enough. This morning, we're looking at Proverbs 31 in our lesson, and the Proverbs 31 woman. And what I'd like to just kind of point out this morning as kind of an introduction to it is the impact of a woman on her world, the mark that she leaves. And Genesis talks about a man and a woman being created in God's image and reflecting something that's true about him. And it's unique to, this morning we're talking about women, it's unique to her design. There's something that's true, something that she reflects that's true about God. And there's dignity and value and worth being a woman. And as a man, I haven't always appreciated some of those differences. But the passage this morning I'd like to read is looking at Genesis 2, starting at verse 18, and how God, or creation happened, and Adam named the animals, and he realized that, hey, he was by himself. And so God created a woman as a gift. And one thing that strikes me when I think about my wife is the impact that she leaves on her world. And we notice it when she's not there. And it's not just about what she does, it's who she is. Her presence, her warmth, the way that she connects our family. Let's just read that, Genesis 2. Verse 18, the Lord God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make a helper suitable for him. And I'd like you to think about this helper thing a little differently. In the Old Testament, wherever this word, in this Hebrew word for helper, the only other place it's used in the Old Testament is when it's referring to God being our helper. And so it's not some kind of a second-rate, weak sort of sidekick helper thing. God as our helper, that's the only other time this Hebrew word helper is used in the Old Testament besides this place. So it has weight to it that as a woman, a wife, is a helper to her man. Let's keep reading there. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field, all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. I just thought about, this is kind of a little bit aside, but you know, after we create things, we like to name them. God created them, and he let Adam name it. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs, closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. I hope you guys have a good time in your discussion. I'd like to be a mouse hearing what comes out of Proverbs 31. Let's just pray. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have made. Thank you for how you've created male and female, man and woman, to reflect something that's true about you. And as we talked this morning about the impact of a woman on her world, I pray that we would hold it with dignity and honor that's due your creation. Thank you for your presence here. I ask God that you would work in our hearts and our minds today as we worship together. In Jesus' name, amen.